Shino, you know that it's already recorded. If you want to listen back or you ask your friends to listen, you can go to my website, fatherpeterleun.com. FRPETRLEUNG.com. That's my website. You can listen back. It's August 10, 1937. You know which month he died? Do you know? You remember? What date he died? She died? October 5th. That means to say 3 months, 3 more months, the last 3 months of her life. All for you, Jesus, I decide to adore your mercy with every bit of my heart, and to the extent that I am able to encourage souls to trust in that mercy, as you yourself have commanded me, O Lord. So that's our mission. And perhaps this is our mission also. Invite people to trust the mercy of the Lord. In my heart, in my soul, there is a dark night. My spirit has come up against an impenetrable wall that hides God from me, complete darkness. But this darkness is not of my doing. Strange indeed is this torture of which I fear to write in full. Terrible, the feeling of darkness. But even in this state, I'm trying to be faithful to you, O my Jesus. Always in all things, my heart beats for you alone. Even if she doesn't have that kind of feeling, no? Complete darkness, no taste at all. You can imagine. August 10, 1937. I came back today from Raqqa to Krakow. I feel very ill. Only Jesus knows how much I'm suffering. During these days, I very much resembled Jesus crucified. I've armed myself with patience in order to explain to each sister why I was not able to stay there. That is because my health had become worse, even though I knew very well that certain sisters would inquire, not out of sympathy for my sufferings, but in order to add to them. Yes. Oh Jesus, what darkness in enveloping me, and what nothingness is penetrating me. But my Jesus, do not leave me alone. Grant me the grace of faithfulness. Although I cannot penetrate the mystery of God's visitation, it is my power to say, your will be done. So sometimes the will be done is not light, not taste, darkness, suffering. August 12th. On passing through Krakow, Reverend Father Sopoko paid me a short visit today. I had wanted to see him, and God fulfilled my desire. This priest is a great soul, entirely filled with God. My joy was very great, and I thank God for this great grace, because it was for the greater glory of God that I wanted to see him. O living hosts, O hidden Jesus, you see the condition of my soul. Of myself, I am unable to utter your holy name. I cannot bring forth from my heart the fire of love, but kneeling at your feet, I cast down the tabernacle, the gaze of my soul, the gaze of faithfulness. As for you, you are ever the same, while within my soul a change takes place. I trust that the time will come when you will unveil your countenance and your child will again see your sweet face. I'm astonished, Jesus, that you can hide yourself from me for so long, and that you can restrain the enormous love you have for me. In the churning of my heart, I'm listening and waiting for your coming. O only treasure of my heart, even waiting, 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 no light, no light, tasteless of life. The Lord Jesus greatly protects his representatives on earth. How closely he is united with them. And he ordered me to give priority to their opinion over his. I have come to know the great intimacy which exists between Jesus and the priest. She's offering her darkness to the priest that they can enjoy. Jesus defends whatever the priest says and often complies with his wishes and sometimes make his own relationship with a soul dependent on the priest's advice. So at times, the priest or Jesus, but Jesus using the priest to help the soul. And we, at times, it's not our merit. The way of Jesus always working through people. Even I have any mother, the annunciation is through an angel, not directly from the Lord. Oh Jesus, through a special grace, I've come to know very clearly to what extent you have shared the power and mystery with them, the priests, more so than with the angels. I rejoice in this, for it is all for my good. Oh my Jesus, when someone is unkind and unpleasant toward me, towards us, it is difficult enough to bear this kind of suffering. But this is very little in comparison to a suffering which I cannot bear, namely that which I experience when someone exhibits kindness towards me and then lays snares at my feet at every step I take. As if they would take compassion in her, but take advantage and kick her at the back. It's worse. What great power is necessary to love such a soul for God's sake? So people doesn't, you know that she is not loving you, but still you have to love them. It's so difficult. Huh? Many times one has to be heroic in loving such a soul as God demands. Although they don't love you, God commanded us to love them. The love of the enemy, 70 times 7. That's the meaning. If contact with that person were infrequent, it would be easier to endure. But when one loves in close contact with the person and experiences this at each step, this demands a very great effort. So many times you want to say, oh, this person better away, 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 away. But they are the one who closest to you. That's the problem. The problem. That's the chance. My Jesus penetrates me through and through so that I might be able to reflect you in my whole life. Divinize me to that so that my deeds may have supernatural value. Grant that I may have love, compassion, and mercy for every soul without exception, including those who hate you, talk evil against you at the back. Oh my Jesus, each of your saints reflect one of your virtues. I decide to reflect your compassionate heart, full of mercy. I want to glorify it. Let your mercy, O Jesus, be impressed upon my heart and soul like a zeal, and this will be my badge in the future life. Glorifying your mercy is exclusive task of my life. August 15, 1937, for undress instructions. These times of dryness and stark awareness of one's righteousness, which God has permitted, allow the soul to know how little it can do by itself. They will teach you how much you should appreciate God's graces. Secondly, faithfulness in all exercises and duties, faithfulness in everything, just as in times of joy. So when we're in suffering, we don't want to do any much things, even prayer, no? We want to just close ourselves in a small room and cry, cry, cry. No, say, go out, work as you work, and work, work, as you should do, as if nothing happened. Thirdly, as regards the matters in question, be absolutely obedient to the Archbishop, although from time to time the matter can be brought to his attention, but peacefully. Sometimes a little bitter truth is necessary. It seems the bishop doesn't work much on, as if not so much heart on this case, no? So you have to wait and wait and patience. At the end of the conversation, I asked the priest for the undress, the priest to allow me to commune with Jesus as I had done formerly. And the priest answered, I cannot give orders to the Lord Jesus, but if he himself draws you to himself, you may follow the attraction. However, always remember to show him great reverence, for the Lord is great indeed. If you are truly seeking God's will in all this and decide to feel good, you can be at peace, although you don't feel, but you should have peace because you follow the will of God. Although you don't feel the taste, you can feel the presence of Jesus, but you have peace because you're carrying his cross together with him. Although you see, don't feel, you doesn't want to go ahead. As to the mortifications and sufferings, you will give me an account next time of how you carry them out. Place yourself in the hands of the Holy Mother. So, one of the rare times mentioning the Heavenly Mother's name, but you know, the priest, you might try to trust in the Lord, in the Heavenly Mother. August 15, 1937. During meditation, God's presence pervaded me keenly, and I was aware of the Virgin Mary's joy at the moment of her Assumption. Towards the end of the ceremony carried out in honor of the Mother of God, I saw the Virgin Mary. And she said to me, Oh, how very pleased I am with the homage of your love. And at that moment, she covered all the sisters of our congregation with her mantle. With her right hand, she claps Mother General Michael to herself. And with her left hand, she did so with me. What a joy, eh? Superior, and she. While all the sisters were at her feet, covered with her mantle, under the protection of Heavenly Mother. Because many times we meditate on the divine mercy of Jesus, the heart of Jesus, all these nights, we forgot about Heavenly Mother. Remember, every time when it's the Blessed Sacrament, always Heavenly Mother is there. She is the faithful. She's the one who stands at the cross of Jesus, no? So much so, by the side of Jesus in the Blessed Holy Sacrament. So when we say the Holy Rosary, he is here, she is here. She is with us now, watching us. Hopefully, her mentor kept all of us. I think she will know. Yeah. this is my lack of faith. I shouldn't say hopefully. Then the mother of God said, everyone who perseveres zealously to death in my congregation will be spared the fire of purgatory. And I decided each one distinguish herself by the following virtues: humility and meekness, chastity and love of God and neighbor, compassion and mercy. After these words, the whole congregation disappeared from my sight, and I remained alone with the Holy Mother of God, who instructed me about the will of God and how to apply it to my life, submitting completely to His most holy desires, decrees. It is impossible for one to please God without obeying His holy will. When we say we please God, we have to do His will. Sometimes His will is tasteless of life. Work hard, hurts by many people. This is the will of God sometimes. She said, my daughter, I strongly recommend that you faithfully fulfill all God's wishes, for that is most pleasing in His holy eyes. I very much desire that you distinguish yourself in this faithfulness in accomplishing God's will. Put the will of God before all sacrifices and holocausts. The will of God before anything, any sacrifice, any fasting. The will of God. While the Heavenly Mother was talking to me, a deep understanding of the will of this will of God was entering my soul. My Jesus, delight of my heart, when my soul is filled with your divinity, I accept sweetness and bitterness with the same equanimity, the same joy or sorrow, for you the same, if it's the will of God. Don't say, I'm happy because I feel the peace. I'm not happy because there's no joy. Always happy. If it's the will of God, put God in the first, God's will in the first place, before anything else. One and the other will pass away. Joy or sorrow will pass away. All that I keep in my soul is the love of God. For this I strive, and else is secondary. Strive to love God. Only, no matter in pain, in joy, at this August 16, 1937, after Holy Communion, I saw the Lord Jesus in His majesty, and He said to me, my daughter, during the weeks when you neither saw me nor felt my presence, I was more profoundly united to you than at times ecstasy, when you experience ecstasy. And the faithfulness and frequency of your prayer have reached me. Her prayer have no taste, no? Reached Jesus more than the time that she can see Jesus face to face. After these words, my soul became flooded with God's consolation. I did not see Jesus. There was only one word I could utter, and that was Jesus. She's yearning for. Can't say any more words. And after pronouncing that name, my soul was again filled with light and deeper recollection, which lasted uninterruptedly for 3 days. However, outwardly, I could still carry out my usual duties. Although she felt the presence of Jesus' joy, still she would work in the kitchen, she would work in the door, and, you know, simple work. My whole being was stirred to its most secret depths. God's greatness does not frighten me, but makes me happy. by giving him glory, I myself am lifted up. On seeing his happiness, I myself am made happy, because all that is in him flows back upon me. So still, she doesn't look for herself, the joy or not joy. Look for Jesus, only in Jesus we trust. It's a beautiful one. We can make it the whole week. SOP. If you have low light, see Jesus closer to you. Jesus never leave us. I remember once, no? Jesus says, unless you are immortal sin, then you have to kick me out. Otherwise, I'm close to you always. So first of all, don't commit mortal sin in order to have Jesus. Otherwise, you're forever lost in hell. That's why Jesus says there's no choice. Either God or mammon, money, or the world. No choice. You cannot stand in the middle. One foot on heaven, one foot on hell. Cannot. Sad, it's not. Because there's so much attachment in life. They want to take away. Yeah, so much desire. But that's our temptation many times, that, oh, little bit, little bit. Okay, let us...